Welcome to the Zereshim Mission in English podcast, in which we learn and explain in a clear and uncomplicated manner an excerpt from the Sefer Zereshim Mission and the Parsha. The author, Rav Shimshon Nachmani, lived about 300 years ago in Italy at the time of the Or Chaim HaKadosh, and the Chidor describes him as a great Kabbalist. In each episode, you will have fascinating, deep, and novel insights connected to the Parsha. The author had one child who died in his lifetime, hence the name Zereshimshon, and in the preface, he gives a promise to people to learn his Torah, and your eyes will see children and grandchildren like the offshoots of an olive tree around your tables, wise and understanding, with houses filled with all manner of good things, and wealth and honor. Parshas Korach. On the pasuk regarding Korach's argument against Moshe, "Why do you rise yourself over the rest of Hashem's congregation?" Rashi comments, "If you, Moshe, took for yourself the leadership, why did you choose the kahuna for your brother?" Zereshimshon asks, "Why did Rashi use the word took with regard to Moshe being the leader, and the word choose with regard to Aaron being made the Kohen Gadol?" Rashi should have written either, "If you chose for yourself the leadership, why did you choose the kahuna for your brother?" Or, "If you took for yourself the leadership, why did you take the kahuna for your brother?" Why did Rashi switch terms? So Shimshon answers, there is a difference between leadership and kahuna. The son of a king or leader of a tribe inherits the kingship of his nation or the leadership of his tribe only if he is worthy. He must earn it. Therefore, it is fitting to use the term take, since each king or leader takes the leadership through his own good deeds and good midos. On the other hand, the kahuna is handed down from father to son regardless of the son's character and merits. Therefore, the term to choose is more fitting, because once Aaron was chosen to be a kohen, all the children automatically became kohanim. According to this, the underlying idea behind Korach's argument was, if Moshe's sons did not inherit his leadership position unconditionally, only if they were truly worthy for being leaders, why then regarding Aaron's children do they automatically inherit the kuna regardless of their righteousness? Obviously, the honor of the kuna was not what bothered Korach, but rather he felt he was more righteous than Aaron's children, and therefore he wanted to become the Kohen Gadol after Aaron passes away. Korach's argument was not without a basis. The Mishnah Brura quotes a Machlokes HaPoskim, if a Yisrael or Levi is permitted to ask a Kohen to do menial or degrading work for him, or is it an insult to the Kedusha of the Kuna and therefore prohibited? The source for those who do not allow it is the Talmud Yushalmi. The Sefer Kavod Chachamim, who is a commentary on the Yushalmi, explains that they prohibit it because from the very beginning, the tribe of Levi was chosen to have a special holiness and that the Kohanim would come from them. The Kohanim, therefore, are not able to forgo their special Kedusha. Those who argue and hold that a Yisrael or Levi is permitted to give a Kohen degrading work to perform for them are of the opinion that the firstborn of all the tribes were originally chosen to have a special holiness and to do the service in the base of Mikdash. Only after the firstborn acted improperly at the time of the golden calf did Hashem take away their special status and in their place chose the Kohanim. Since the special Kedusha only came later, the tribe of Levi is allowed to waive their specialness. When Korach heard that Moshe chose the kuna for Aaron, this meant that the kuna will also be theirs regardless of their behavior. And Korach understood that Moshe was of the opinion that the Kohen was the tribe of Levi's from the very beginning, and therefore it was not dependent on their behavior. Chazal teaches us that the wife of Korach persuaded Korach to argue with Moshe by reminding him that Moshe commanded Aaron to embarrass Korach by having to shave his whole body until he looked like an egg and was picked up and down in order to atone for the firstborn and to be initiated as a Levi. Korach therefore understood from this that the Kedusha of the Kuna was only given after the incident of the golden calf, and therefore he reasoned that there is no reason for Aaron and his descendants to have sole rights in the Kahuna. According to this, we can now understand the seemingly difficult medrash mentioned in the Sefer Zerah Berich. It is written in Bamidbar, the next day Moshe entered the Oil Moed, and there the staff of Aaron of the house of Levi had sprouted. It had brought forth sprouts, produced blossoms, and borne almonds. The Medrash comments, it had brought forth sprouts. This is referring to the children of Aaron. Produced blossoms. This is referring to Aaron himself. The Zevi Shimcha asks, why are Aaron's children alluded to before Aaron? It is more proper to mention my Aaron before his children. However, since Koyach's main argument was why are Aaron's children unconditionally entitled to the kahuna, in the sign that Hashem made, they were mentioned first. Zevi Shimcha doesn't explain what Koyach's mistake was, but I was thinking that it could be something that a lot of us are guilty, jumping to quick conclusions and faulty comparisons because of our own personal biases. In Korach's case, he concluded that because a Kohen can forgo his Kedusha, then it follows that a son of a Kohen shouldn't be unconditionally a Kohen. This comparison is far from airtight. It is perfectly logical that a Kohen can forgo his special honor, but his son is unconditionally a Kohen. This comparison only made sense to Korach because he wanted to be a Kohen. In our own lives, the examples are countless. Just a silly example that came to my mind. If a person had a tough day or has low self-esteem and someone cuts in front of him in line, he will immediately conclude that this person did it to get him. He came to this obvious false conclusion only because this is the way he feels about himself, when in reality, this thought was probably very, very far from the mind of the one who cut in.